This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday morning wake-up call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and maximize their potential for life. Elizabeth Harrison, the American educator of another day, said, "Those who are lifting the world upward and onward are those who encourage more than criticize." Now, think about that statement as you go about your day. Those who are lifting the world upward and onward are those who encourage more than criticize. That means, among other things, resisting the temptation to find fault with others and instead find something positive to say. Your encouragement might be as simple as a smile of approval, a handshake, a written note, a short email, or a text message. Encouraging others can be a two-hour conversation, but usually it's only a few seconds. For example, some time ago, I was in the airport in Louisville, and a former student of mine waved at me, walked over, and told me how much she had enjoyed the class I had taught several semesters before. You know, it took her less than a minute to do that, but her words encouraged me that day. And another person stopped me on the street to tell me she and her husband enjoy the daily quotes I send out every day and how encouraging they are to them. Didn't take but a minute or two at the most. Just yesterday, I received another email from a person in another area of the country who reads my blog. She was writing to let me know that on occasion, she reads them to her Sunday school class. You see what I mean? My conversation with one person was less than a minute. Those emails were short, but their words of encouragement will stay with me much longer than just a minute or two. Here's what I'm challenging you to do today. Pass on the encouragement. It usually takes a few minutes at most. But the results might be eternal. One thing I've learned, you have to be intentional. Usually, if I don't plan it, I lapse into automatic pilot and don't follow through. So during Lent this year, one thing I've determined to do is be more intentional about passing along the encouragement. Every day, I'm trying to find at least one person I can either personally say something to or write to that will be a lift to them. Look around your workplace today, your circle of friends. What about that person in your office? You know the one you try to avoid at coffee break. Or that person in the office next door. What about that person who waits tables during your lunch break? Or the doctor or nurse that you see every now and then? What about your spouse? Did you thank your spouse for unloading the dishwasher or emptying the trash? Look at the little things. Notice them. Find something to thank someone for and compliment them, because it's usually the little things where the big differences are made. Paul wrote to the church in Thessalonica, and in 1 Thessalonians 5:11, he wrote, "Therefore encourage one another and build one another up just as you are doing." Look at what he did. He reminded them to encourage and build each other up. But then he went a step further and complimented them. Did you notice that? He said, encourage one another, build each other up, just as you are doing. He wanted to make sure they didn't take his words to encourage as a criticism. He wanted to make sure it was a compliment. And in doing so, he was still challenging them. Think about this. If you say nothing, how will people know where you stand? And your words, as few as they may be, can make a world of difference in someone's life. George W. Truett served as pastor of First Baptist Dallas, Texas from 1897 to 1944. During those decades, his pastorate was marked by great success. Who would think it necessary to encourage him? After all, he probably received more than enough encouragement, right? But few people knew of a personal pain he carried. You see, Truett accidentally killed his best friend while they were on a hunting trip. I studied Truett. One of the chapters of my doctoral dissertation was on him. After that hunting accident, he rarely smiled. I know people during that time were prone not to smile when they had their picture made, but I don't think I found one photo of him in a laugh or a smile. His daughter said she never heard him laugh after that hunting accident. Okay, maybe he should have gotten beyond it, we think. But my point is, We just don't know the pain others are carrying. Truett had a radio program, and each day when he came to a close, he would say, "Be good to everybody because everybody's having a tough time." He knew personally what a heavy burden people could be carrying, so he encouraged others to show compassion toward everyone. So remember the words of Elizabeth Harrison today: those who are lifting the world upward and onward are those who encourage more than criticize. That checkout person at the grocery store may not be as kind as you think he or she should be, and that coworker may seem grumpy. That lady in your Sunday school class may not be as full of joy as they're supposed to be. That man who complains at the board meeting, well, all of them may, just may, be carrying a burden you can't imagine. Remember what Truett said. Assume everybody is having a tough time. Encourage them. Build them up. If you don't, how will they ever know you have received encouragement yourself? So pass it along. I like the words of Oscar Hammerstein: a song is not a song till you sing it. A bell is not a bell till you ring it. And love is not love until you give it away. Join me next week, and in the meantime, go out and be the person God created you to be. Dragged a comb across my head.